from KQED.
The only Bell City Council member who does not face criminal charges took the stand yesterday in Los Angeles County Superior Court as preliminary hearings continue in the case against the city's former government. Lorenzo Velez claims he knew nothing about the plethora of city boards other council members sat on, drawing inflated salaries, according to prosecutors. The hearing continues today to help the presiding judge determine whether six current and former Bell Council members should face trial. Later this month, prosecutors will focus on the city's former administrator, who they've charged with more than 50 counts of corruption. When the scandal broke last year, state lawmakers introduced a clutch of Bell-inspired legislation to address and possibly prevent oversized salaries and other forms of financial mismanagement in cities. Those died in Sacramento, but a bipartisan group has launched a new effort this year, as LA Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark reports.
When shenanigans in Bell started coming to light, it prompted a number of responses, including howls of outrage. The latest response comes in the form of five new bills introduced by State Controller John Chung yesterday. He oversees California's use of public funds. The bills would give the controller's office greater authority to scrutinize local finances. As it stands now,
there is no independent check and balance if you have failure of action by local jurisdictions.
In fact, under current law, the state controller can only audit cities and counties if he's invited by local authorities, or if the audit involves use of federal or state funds. State Senator Christine Kehoe of San Diego is sponsoring one of the bills that would change that.
In order to help restore the public trust and protect our hard-earned tax dollars, the controller must have greater authority to audit local government spending.
More legislation sparked by the Bell scandal is expected in the coming months. For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark.